So, Brother Mark,
I have a
can you
few
hear me,
things.
Mark?
Yeah, I can hear you, Jim.
Okay. When you turn the recording off, I want us to pray for Brother Lee for his full recovery.
Yeah, Jim, that was what I had in mind. I've turned it back on again because I want this recorded. Okay. What I want to say first is just a little bit of my view of this history. The first time I went to Belize, I went with another man that I really didn't know very well, and we actually rented a vehicle. And getting insurance on a rental vehicle in Belize is a nightmare. And that I thought the man was going to wreck the car at one point. And I said, I'm never going to come down here and rent a car again. And we had contacts, names, people that we thought were in ministry, that were going to receive the message. It didn't work out that way. The next time we went, I said, we're going to get somebody to drive. And Brother Lee was our taxi driver. And he
Amen.
drove us all the way down to the southern part of Belize to Belmopan. And he drove us around,
Punta Gorda.
to Punta Gorda. And I don't know how many times we went. Three, whatever. But you know what? Things never work out the way you think they are. You think, oh, here's the man, he's gonna get the word. But you know what? Our taxi driver was the man that got the word. He's the man that understood. He's the man that wanted the message.
Praise God.
The other people have dropped off. I don't know where they are. The one brother, I think he even got arrested at one point for some criminal activity that he was involved in. So the hand of God always works his own way. And when Lee told me he had that accident and his eye was destroyed, I thought, oh boy, here we go. God is going to do a miracle, and we are going to give glory and honor to God. What a great and wonderful God. We're just going to pray, and He's going to do it. But God had another way. And we have to follow God's way. If He's not going to do it with a miracle, He has another way. You know what God had in mind? He wanted to invest something in Lee. Lee, I think God has made an investment in you, and he expects to get a return on his investment.
Amen. Praise God.
And I was thinking this morning before Jim said, let's pray for Lee. We're going to pray something else for Lee besides just his healing. By the way, I have to say, I put my feet on the floor this morning out of my bed, and was the first thing I said? Lord, I thank you that I can see.
Amen.
You never think it. Do you do that? Do you ever consider what would happen if you couldn't see?
I do
You put
that
your. Yeah. I thank you that I can see. Now, back to God's investment. Lee, we want to lay hands on you. I want Jim and Joanne. I want your wife up there with you. And we want to lay hands on you for a calling of God.
Yes.
The calling, yes, okay, you can drive your taxi. But God has something else. God has a calling. A
Amen.
calling of ministry. And get Joanne up there with you, Jim.
She's here.
Okay.
Going to say something too that will add to this, and you've all repeated it a couple of times. But this is for his glory. This happened for his glory.
Yes. Amen.
More than anything. and you are in the midst of it.
So we read in the book of Acts that the brethren in Antioch, prophets, what have you, laid hands on Paul and Barnabas and sent them out. You know, I feel so handicapped sometimes that we cannot gather in person. But you know what? I fully believe that God can honor the internet.
Amen.
He's in charge of the internet. And, okay, my physical hand cannot lay on Lee, but the hand of God is going to lay upon Lee, and we're going to pray for him. Amen. And we're going to not only pray for his healing, because God is going to finish it. God is going to finish it.
Amen.
But his calling as well.
Amen. You know,
when bear with me a minute here. When we heard of Lee, when Lee told me what happened to his eye, and God did not choose to do it by his miracle, then I thought, well, there's another way. We're going to find somebody else. He went to Guatemala. He went to El Salvador. He went on these places on the bus, and we could not find. By the way, how many of you have ever heard of a retinologist? Lucy's probably the only one here that's ever heard of a retinologist because she's a doctor. I'm a nurse. I never heard of a retinologist. But God found a retinologist and sent him to Merida, Mexico. Pardon? Go ahead, Lucy.
I've never heard. Brother Mark.
Yes.
I've never heard of retinologist.
Yeah, she's a doctor.
Never heard.
Yeah, Lucy's a doctor.
She's a doctor, and she's never heard of a retinologist. God made a retinologist.
Hallelujah! Glory to God.
Heal Lee's eye.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. All right, so brethren,
let us pray.
Let us pray. Go ahead, Jim, you start us out.
Okay.
Anyone that has the word, by the way, we have the prophetic spirit among us.
Amen. We are praying. As our brother Lee shared, he shared from the word of God. The word of God is powerful. It is sharper than a two-edged sword. There is power in this word. And the word of God says, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. The they means us, we. I want you, brethren, to stretch out your hand in agreement here.
Amen.
We shall lay hands upon Lee, and this eye shall be fully recovered. And not just the left eye, but his right eye that is compromised also. We are believing in the name of Jesus because there is power.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. There is life in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name of Jesus. There is deliverance in the name of Jesus. And so we are believing.
Amen.
For this, both of his eyes to be restored, his sight to be restored.
Amen.
In the name and by the power.
Amen.
Of the word of God and the power of that name, Jesus. And we are asking for you to bless his family.
Yes, Lord.
Bless his business, his taxi business.
Amen.
And my God, the man can't drive if he can't see.
Amen.
And so we're believing that his sight will be restored, his business will be blessed, his family will be blessed, his wife, his children will be blessed. And
amen.
So we pray the blessing of the Lord.
Amen.
To be upon him and the work here. That this man has been anointed of the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
God's man in Belize.
Amen.
That he will go forth and win.
Amen.
Many to Christ. And that many will hear the gospel of the kingdom through this brother. In the name of Jesus, we bless him. in the work of his hands and his family and his children in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 Brother Lee, we believe that God has appointed you an ambassador of the kingdom of God, an ambassador of the message of the kingdom of God to the land of Belize and to any lands in the surrounding region which he should choose to send you to. And Lord, we pray the anointing of the word, even as we heard the anointing today, Lord, that you would quicken that word, that that word would be powerful, and that word would turn many to righteousness, Lord. It would turn them away from wickedness. It turned them away from the path to hell and turn them into the path of the kingdom of heaven in the mighty name of Jesus. Quicken him, Lord. Quicken his wife, Lord, that she might be walking with him as a meet help, Lord. And Lord, that their name would be known in the land, Lord, and that it would be drawn, many would be drawn to this word in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You have invested in him now, Lord, and you're going to get and make him a profitable servant.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So, brethren, as you pray, pray for Lee, his wife Irma, his daughter Maya, his son Joel, his daughter Livy, and his youngest child Aziel. Pray for this family in Belize, if you will, please. God bless you, brethren.
Jim, let's just wait a minute. I think somebody else might have something.
Yes.
I have a word.
Joanne has something.
People are already coming to you and asking you questions and wanting to know more, and because they have seen the example that you are walking in.
Yes.
And so the Lord says that more and more are going to come to you, and that you just have to ask him for the wisdom, and he will fill your mouth.
Amen.
And you will speak his word, and his purposes will go forth.
Amen.
And there's a scripture for that. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. Amen.
Amen.
Just take your liberty, brethren, if God gives you the word.
All power, honor, and glory be given to the Lord.
Connie, more volume.
May all the power, honor, and glory be given to the Lord, that they would see in him the glory of the King of the universe, the King of the God of all creation, Father God, and that drawing, your drawing, will draw men to you through him and his family, Father God. We give you all the praise and all the honor, all the glory for what you have done, what you will do, and what you're going to continue to do in his life, Father God. We know that you have raised him up for such a time as this, Father God. He was born for such a time as this. He is chosen by you, God. You have put your hand on him, Lord, and you will bless him, Father God, and guide and direct his steps, Father, for he is trusting in you for his very life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Go ahead, Lucy, if you have a word.
Lord, we just pray that you would bless his wife with a good understanding of this message of the kingdom, that she will be a helpmeet for him indeed, oh God. Lord Jesus, that they will go as one man. Lord, bringing this word of the kingdom to their neighborhood and beyond. Dear Lord, we're asking in the name of Jesus that he and his wife will move as one man. We have good understanding, a help meet indeed unto him, O God. Lord Jesus, that your children, O God, will come along, that you will bless Maya, that you bless Joel, that you bless every one of them with an understanding and with the life from heaven. Lord, let the heavens be opened unto them. Let them hear you saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. Let them know that this is the person that you want them to
Amen. Amen. Well, Lucy is in Nigeria and there isn't good internet right now, but God is hearing her prayer.
Amen.
Time in season.
Okay, anyone else? We have a good spirit here among us.
We thank you for our brother. We continue, Lord, to thank you for the great work you have done or you are doing. You started and you are still working in our brother Lee and his entire household. You say in the word, when you shall be lifted up like he has done, that you will draw all men to yourself. But we ask that not just this testimony that he has given to us here, but that his life and everything around him will continue to lift up Jesus the Christ. Lord, we ask that he may have deeper knowledge of who you are. There are deeper depths, there are higher heights. You are broader than he can, than any of us can think of. Lord, lay hands upon not just Brother Ali, but his entire household. Let not one of them be found wanting in the ways of the Lord. Let this light shine brighter and brighter and brighter to each and every one of them. Let this house be filled with the light of God. Let their lives be filled with the testimonies, with the praises, the glory of your name. Thank you for doing this. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay.
What to perform it? I have spoken and I will do it in the name of Yeshua. Thank you, Father. Blessed be God forevermore. Yeshua's name.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, Lee, you have an opportunity that the Lord has given you. An opportunity to share the gospel with any number of people that you don't know. And, you know, I'm reminded of what Paul said, that I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power unto salvation to save both the Jew and then the Gentile. But when we share the gospel with people, there's power in it. And the power is to enough to save people, pull them out of darkness in their life, into God's marvelous light. And you, in your place of employment, will meet any number of people that you don't know. They'll come and go. You know, you may never, a lot of them may never see again. Forest, whomever, and every time someone gets in your cab is an opportunity just to have God, to share God so that they can be saved. And I believe it's a golden opportunity. I believe that's God's hand that has been upon you and that will bless you as you bless God. And all glory goes to of course, to him. And Lord, I pray that as you open up this time in his life, I pray that as you open up this opportunity, this ministry that you've called them to, God, that you would anoint his words and you would lead him and give him the wisdom that he needs. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Ali, I read this scripture to you from Hebrews 11:6. So that without faith, it is impossible to please him, God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God has started a work with you. Seek him with the whole of your heart, and you will see God's hand in your life. Be strong. Be strengthened. Hold on to his word always, and you will see God in your life. Amen.
I got promoted.
Amen. Okay, brethren, before we go, I want to do something that I don't ever do. I want to do a little advertising. Okay? I don't believe and I don't preach the rigid law of tithing, but I do believe that every believer should give. Giving is part of being and walking in the Lord. So I'm going to say that we have a missionary fund, okay? And those of you that live in the North American continent could take that opportunity. If you want to send something to our missionary fund, it's just write a check to ACM. We have a bank account. Well, ACMM, but ACM will do it. And we help brethren that are overseas. Okay, we've been helping Brother Lee. I'll admit that. He wouldn't have been able to do it without some of the help. It's not cheap to find a retinologist on a faraway place. So ACMM, P.O. Box 201, my name, Croghan, C-R-O-G-H-A-N, New York, 13327. And we have people that do this on a regular monthly basis, okay? I encourage you to do it. We'll give account of everything, every dollar, every place it goes. Sister Pavlina down in Texas, she's our treasurer, and we don't waste anything. Amen. So just to give you an opportunity, I won't be mentioning that all the time, but if you never heard it, there it is. Okay, now I'm going to turn the recording off, and we still can carry on our meeting. I wanted that so that Lee, if he ever questions what we said in our prayer form, you can go back. It'll be on the website. You can always pick it up and hear both messages, both your message and the one where we prayed for you. Now, Lucy, we didn't hear most of your word. Did you have a direct prophecy? Because you faded out there.
I remember.
Can you remember any of it?
What I can remember was the Lord was the fact that he had called him, like he said to Jeremiah, and that he should not say that he is small. He should not consider that if he goes into ministry, how would he provide for his home, his wife and children? The Lord was saying that he was going to send support to him, that as he goes to do the work of the Lord will take care of his home from where he's not expecting. And the Lord would bring help to him, a tree that was taking root deep down and then bearing fruit across the land where he was.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Thank you, Lucy.
Thank you, brother.
Praise God. Hallelujah.